keep this silence up.
So we gotta make a play. We gotta make a play quick. I'm telling you, we gotta take over today. We gotta take over today. It's our time of the year. It's our time of the year right now.
Yes, sir.
That's the A right there.
Kind of like a little get loose type of session or whatnot. And, you know, just to shake off whatever's on you, to go into the game clear-headed, clear-minded, you know, and that's at the same time to remind us to have fun during the game.
Hey, together, man, they not playing for what we playing for, man. We're on a totally different mission, man. Make sure you believe that and know that this whole game, baby. Communicate, have fun, ball out on three. One, two, three, ball out.
Let's ask ourselves one simple fact. Can the man beside me trust me? Because right now I give everything I got, anything I got right now, to play one snap. It's about the next step. These moments will never be again. This day will never be again. And fighting for your brother is all we'll ever have. And at the end of the day, we'll understand what a champion is when we come back in at 8-2.
When Ray gives a speech like that and gives his heart, you know, we know the passion that Ray plays with, you know, but he's also, you know, the heart of this team, the heart of this organization, you know. So, I mean, what his speech says it all, you know, about this game, you know, that we play. I'm glad I jumped off sides because they went for it on that fourth down and they didn't get it. So, it hurt, though. I was like, darn it.
I get back. I got back.
That's very undisciplined.
Got back. Oh, come on, ref.
Left side, he's not going to get there. Ravens stop him 2 yards.
You know, field position is key, you know, in any game. You know, it's a game of chess. You know, so, I mean, when you going for the fourth, the one on your 45 or, you know, 40-yard line and don't get it, that's a huge play. You know, that's a huge momentum changer. And when you get that type of stop, you know, for his fourth and one, you know, as a defense, we know, okay, if they can't get an inch on a fourth and one, the rest of the day going to be hard.
I said that we lined up in the neutral zone.
Nah, he said when I jumped, he moved, so I caused him to move. Hey, let's get at these boys, man.
Come on, it's time. Hey,
around. We gave them enough. They are not physical. It's time to get physical.
It's just encouragement. It's just encouragement. I'm just here for encouragement. You know, that's just my role. You know, whether that's being a leader or not, you know, I try to do it by example. You know, I try to do it on the field first before I step to a person, you know, a teammate, and be like, you should do this, you should do that, but I'm not doing it on the field. Special teams has always been like a big part of my game, you know, because I always been on it from high school to college, you know, and to now in the pros, you know, and it's a big momentum changer, just as BJ returning the punt, you know, as If I don't block the punt, but I can get in there like Coach Gans tell me, just to get the guy rattled, the punter rattled, to punt the ball down, you know, down the middle of the field, or punt the ball fast to BJ and get the ball to BJ, you know, and hit him out punt his coverage, then I'm doing my job.
He just lets you go?
They call bandit. So when the bandit come,
they're
gonna
go.
Let the outside go.
Oh, I should have blocked that punt.
Guy go.
Oh, wow. You just came, Scott.
Yeah, I went outside first. He stuck his hand. I went outside. Stay out of the punt. I didn't.
What did I just say? Did I say anything right there? Was those words?
Punt, I didn't. What? I mean, he was acting. I'm tripping out there too fast. Let's slow down. I need to slow down.
Looking around like, oh, she just blocked
these, my legs doing one thing, my mind telling me another. I wish I could have stayed up to lead him in. Trying to turn around and fail like a...
She still blocked the other guy that's behind you so that they can't close it. Cut back.
Hey, we go eight man, and I tell you to go outside, we're going to run across men, the cross men, Justin was telling you.
What me and Justin was talking about with Sapp also, it was going to be a three-man game, basically, for me to run up Justin to run up and Sapp to come behind us, you know, unnoticed by the guard, because he wouldn't see Sapp coming from the wide side, and they was just jumping out.
Twenty ain't no damn corner. Ross, ain't no damn corner, man.
McNair to throw on third down. Has time. Throws deep. Left sideline. Man, there it is. Caught. Mark Clayton at the 10-yard line.
Yeah! 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 He's not a corner.
Samari Rowe is a corner. Chris McAllister is a corner. You know, those are guys who's been playing it for years, you know, who I know can play it, and I respect them for what they do, and I know what they do, you know, because not anybody can get out there and play corner. You know, that's why I was yelling 20 is not a corner.
29-yard field goal attempt. Hold is good. Kick is up. And this guy's in. It is good.
You'd rather just stay on that right side, though, wouldn't you?
Either or. We're working it. We're going to work a twist game on him.
Okay.
We're setting him up.
Just tell him, because that's why I went 8-man left. That way we could pressure, come back this way.
Right.
So you want me to stay if you go
8-man right, I switch it.
One twist.
Atlanta
one
three twist. To punt the ball away. B.J. Sands back in midfield. A beautiful punt. Kanan crushed this one. Sends Sams all the way back to the 24-yard line, running near sideline. Trying to escape a man. Now he reverses field, goes back right side. He's across the 25. Spins away from a man. He's at the 40. He could go across midfield. 40. Has a blocker. 30. Cut back middle of the field.
Block for him. Got to finish that. We got to finish that. We got to score.
Kanan's kickoff, high end over end. It will be fielded by
B.J. Sands.
Comes along the numbers, right side across the 20. 25, 30. He's got room. 40. Midfield. Cuts back to the middle of the field. 45. Drag down from behind.
Here you go, Ron. Good job, boy.
Glad you don't have to go back out there. Good job today. Hey, we had a little breakthrough today now with our boy back there in the back end.
Yes, sir. Coach Gannon's a good coach, man. Great coach. I mean, he communicates with his players, and he gives his heart, you know, to us. You know, therefore, that's what he get back.
Appreciate you being a great leader on this team, too, man. Got to keep this thing going, man.
I know you played DB.
I love
that. Yeah, coach.
That's why you be watching us.
We all shoot for this in the offseason, to be 8-2. You know, to be in position to go to the playoffs, be one of the contenders to win the Super Bowl, you know, and when you prepared all offseason and you come up to one of the biggest games, the next biggest game, you know, on the schedule, those hours, you know, in the offseason is what push you over that hump. You know, that's what produces a 8-minute drive, you know, from our offense, you know, or that big return from BJ, or a huge hit by the defense, or a pick. You know, those are the things that's going through your head as you're training. And when you're running those sprints, when you're in that sand, when you're lifting those weights, when you're watching film in the off season, that's what you think about. These moments right now, like Ray said, we'll never get these moments back. We'll never get these moments back. There's players that came before us and will come after us that will come and leave this game, but you'll never get these moments back, you know, and we cherish these moments, but let's grab hold of to it, you know. And in Miami, when we had our championship run, we had a saying, Carpe Diem, which was from a movie, Dead Poets Society. It meant seize the moment. And this is the moment, you know, even today. You know, what can I do today? You know, what can I do now? Seize the moment. Because here we are. We on that run. It's one thing to be on that run, man. You know, I haven't been to a Super Bowl, but I've been to the national championship. And then when you're on that run, you know it. You feel it. You believe it. And I think I feel we believe it and we know it.